It is always something with him. He's out squirrel hunting. I get a call. He says he's stuck somewhere. A fence or something. And I'm supposed to be able to find... Oh my goodness. Honey. What on earth?
I'm sorry to have to call you. At least you didn't have to walk too far. But I am stuck on this barbed wire fence.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, because I was trying to crawl. Are you videoing?
Well, yeah. I mean, you get yourself in these situations.
Yes, I understand. I get in many situations
with
you going to video all of them.
What happened?
Well, I was trying to cross the fence to get over on this side of the woods, and I would have climbed over it, but I'm not as agile as I used to be, and so I thought, well, I'll just go through it. I can't get under it, so I was trying to go through it, but
well,
I got my leafy wear suit.
Hey, this might tear.
I know. That's why I called you, because it may rip, and I've tried. I just can't get the back of it. It's the back of it that's. I mean, I can get the bottom of it, but
I see
I'm
it.
Hung in two different
it
places.
Looks like you tried to move, and then you got it stuck again, and that's your hung
through,
up.
I slipped, and then I got caught up in it. And like I said, I know. You know, hey. My legs are quivering, they're burning. I mean, I know, as muscular and as toned as my legs are, they're about to give out because I've been hung like this for 20 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll get you out.
Okay, if you can get me out, that'd be great.
Okay, let me set the phone down.
All right, just hurry.
Okay.
I'll pass out. You know, it can happen to the best of us, can it? We're headed in the right direction, but we get hung up on that old fence. And then we're stuck. Spiritually speaking, there's a lot of things we can get stuck on. One that I see time and time again, and something that I struggle with myself, as I'm sure that we all do, is our lack of total commitment to the Lord. As Christians, we're fully capable of serving the Lord with our whole heart, but instead, selfishness creeps in, and we get stuck on the fence. We all deal with it, especially us hunters. Sometimes we get to thinking, man, Sunday is my time. Or man, I'm just too busy during the week. I'm tired. We try justifying missing church, serving in the church, or simply spending quality time with the Lord because we've worked all week. Saturday is full of going here and there, and we have some projects we need to get accomplished. And then we get to thinking Sunday, that's my time. I can get in one more day of hunting before heading back to work. Or I can just simply sleep in, that'd be nice. Or watch that ball game. It's a good nap day. Or if you're like me, head to that dog trial. Maybe it's summer and time to hit the water. And it seems like there just aren't enough weekends before summer is gone. I feel you. The struggle is real. So when is it the Lord's time? It says in Isaiah 43:7, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. That's saying that the very reason we are created by God is to bring glory to him. He is our creator. Should we not glorify him? Absolutely, we should. If our main purpose here on earth is to glorify God, when are we doing that? Maybe you're stuck on the fence, teetering with full surrender. Maybe you're struggling with wanting to do your own thing, the stuff that only pleases you. Well, let me share a scripture with you. Jesus was clear when he said in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, that if you aren't for him, you are against him. And in the book of Revelation, John writes about the vision he received from Christ. And these letters were written to seven churches in Asia, but they are also a guide to you and me today. It's something I try to remember. In his letter to the church of Laodicea, Jesus describes the church as lukewarm. Revelation 3:15-16 says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Jesus said he wished that you were either cold or hot, meaning that you were either for him or against him. Those that straddle the fence, the ones that are just lukewarm, he says he will spit you out. You know, only something that disgusts us makes us want to spit it out. Think about that. So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is what kind of testimony do we have for those that are cold, the lost, if we don't have that relationship with Jesus? So don't get hung up on the old fence. God has gifted you and He wants to use you to further His kingdom. But you have to say yes. You have to get off the fence and run to the Lord. As Christians, serving the Lord brings us great joy and peace. God has placed each of us where we are for a specific purpose. All we need to do is seek Him in prayer, and He'll guide us and open up opportunities where we can serve Him. There is no peace, and there's certainly no comfort in straddling the fence. We just need to lean on Jesus. You know what? That reminds me of a song. Learning to lean, oh, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever known. Just learning to lean on Jesus. I love that old song. Do you need to learn how to lean on Jesus? You don't have to answer that. We all need Jesus. You know, speaking of straddling on the old fence, let's go back and see how that day turned out for me.
Okay, if you can get me out, that'd be great.
Okay, let me set the phone down.
All right, just hurry. Just hurry.
Okay.
Pass out.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
There's a huge spider.
Where?
Right by your foot.
No.
Do you see it?
Dude, that is a big one.
I know.
It's just a tarantula. It's fine. It's going to be fine. It's like a small mammal. No, it's not going to bite you.
That's a spider.
Well, technically, yes, it's a spider, but it's like a little furry mammal.
I'm not coming back over there.
Just come back over here.
No.
He's going to go away.
Hey, you are on your own.
No, I can't stay like this.
I'll go get Papa.
Papa? It'll be an hour before Pawpaw gets here.
I'll be back.
Come back.
I'll be back.
I'm going to have to rip my leafy wear suit.